Okay, the second subconscious motivational driver question you want to ask. And I know you probably have never asked this question because I've heard a lot of people attempt to recruit and they miss on asking these questions. So this is a matter of blending the questions or the answers to these questions into your presentation that you already do naturally. You're just going to add some words, some phrases. So as I mentioned before, they're magnetic. So here's a question. The question is, so I'm also curious, what's important to you about a business opportunity like this one? You want to add that like this one. That's an ambiguous phrase. It could imply similar to this or like it, as in enjoy it, love it, like this one. It just creates a priming effect. This is some advanced languaging. The main thing is, what's important to you about a business opportunity like this one? And they will start to reveal their values. They will start to tell you what's important to them about the business opportunity. There's another question later on. The fourth question is called the convincer strategy that goes into a process. This is more of revealing the values. And so they may say, well, I just want to make sure that the product or service is of value and that the business opportunity is ethical. So now you then dig a little deeper. So tell me some more, what's important to you about the product or service being of value? Or, and also what's important, and that's when I say what's important about that, in the beginning, that first question, I said, I want to get to know you a little bit better. And also what's important to you. That's why I said you want to use that then to seed it up that you're going to be asking them what's important to them. So it doesn't sound like you're just throwing it out and it sounds like you're saying it over and over again. So that'll dig deeper into the values. Well, ethical. They're going to tell you to them the values of why they want to be in a business or a company that is ethical or sells a service that's good or ethical. Well, it's important to me. I want to feel good and sleep at night and make sure that this is something of need and of great service. And so now you have there that they want something ethical because that'll help them sleep peacefully and they know there's a need and it's a great service. And something that is of need, meaning people can buy it, people need it. And so you go, okay, yeah, so tell me some more. What's important to you about that? Tell me some more about something that's of need. Well, I just want, they're going to answer you. Well, I just want to make sure that it's something that I can have conversations with people because I'm not a salesperson. I just want to be able to present it. And that's another objection we're going to cover later on, where people say, I'm not a salesperson. Because you want to be able to have a conversation to eliminate that concern or objection. And there are stories you can share that I'll cover on how to handle that. And so what's important to you about it being easy to have conversations with? And again, I'm not a salesperson. So you want to have conversations, you don't want to be kind of a pushy salesperson. Yeah, okay. So they want to they being a salesperson is out of their comfort zone. And that's back to another towards in a way. We talked about that. I don't want this. I don't want that. I want to avoid this. They're starting to reveal some more of are they towards? I want something that's easy, or I don't want, I'm not a salesperson. I don't want to be pressuring people. I want to avoid coming across like a salesperson. So then I go, okay, this person is revealing some more of their an avoidance person. So now you know. Reinforce that when you're presenting the solution of what they're going to avoid if they don't take what they're going to lose out on if they don't take action and they want to do this to avoid certain things. So some powerful leverage information you're going to get there. One key thing you want to bring into the conversation at this point is if they don't talk about the money, the income potential, you want to ask them. They may say great product, service, company, ethics, and great income potential. If they bring it up, then great. You can now ask them, what's important to you about the income potential? Well, I want to be able to leave my job and do this, and I have two jobs. I want to be able to just have one job and spend more time with my family. What's important about, I would imagine spending time with the family is important. What, to me, it is. What's important to you about spending time with your family? And back to getting some core values. Of what's driving them, what will motivate them to take action that you can connect into the solution, into the opportunity. If they don't bring up the money, then you bring it up. and you simply ask them, what about the income potential? Is that important to you? They go, oh, yeah. Or they may say no. More than likely, I doubt it. They're going to say, yes, that's important to me. So tell me, what's important to you about the income potential, the income? And they're going to say, quit their job, spend more time with the family, maybe the lifestyle. The money is going to create a certain lifestyle, or certain, it has an emotion, because that money will create the lifestyle. And the lifestyle of travel, family time, pride, whatever it is, certain emotions will be tied to that. So you want to bring that up. So what are your thoughts, or what's important? What are your thoughts about the income potential? Oh, yeah, it's important to me. So what's important to you about the income potential? And you just subtly say, what's important to you about the income potential? And listen, and then dig a little deeper. If they say, well, that it creates decent income. So tell me, what do you mean by decent income? And you can tell me more. What do you mean by that? And you ask these questions in a caring way that you really want to know. They're being acknowledged, and they get a sense that you're caring. You're not asking them anything very personal. It doesn't come across as personal. So it's a matter of you disciplining yourself to ask these questions. And so they will reinforce and answer with a towards or away again. But main thing is the values. What that will do for them. What's important to them. Ultimately, what does that mean to you? To have the lifestyle that you want. So ultimately, what does that mean to you? That's a powerful phrase you can add into that. Ultimately, what would that mean to you? Have the income potential that you're talking about. They'll may sigh, like, phew, well, it means that I can provide for my family in the way that I want to, and feel good about it, not worry and be stressed, and so I don't have to worry. I don't have to back the torch in a way. And so now that you have that information, then you can segue into the third question. And this third question will help you bond with them and also give you a sense of how to connect and motivate them and keep them on track. The main thing is for them to bond with you, to feel good about you as their leader, their mentor, their coach, whatever it is. So in the meantime, right now, simply ask and practice that question. What's important to you about a business opportunity like this one? And then listen. Pay attention, and you can practice and role play with anyone. If you're going to role play with somebody, just ask them, hey, let's sit down and let's go through this exercise of figuring out a person's values by asking them this question about the business opportunity. And you have a wealth of information that will be able to then, as we talked about already, make your conversation about the opportunity magnetic, where they are drawn in, because it's going to connect with their values. And it will give them what they want to achieve or what they want to avoid. And it's an opportunity that now they will start to sense in a different way, because you're talking their language. You're talking to them in a way that subconsciously, this is what they need to hear in order to make a good decision if it's right for them or not. And that's why you might have been missing off or missing points in the past, because you did not know this. And so now that you know this, just add it into your conversation and watch the magic happen. Thank you. Bye now.